Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So let's focus on something new today. Let's focus on networking. I'm sure that word means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but I want to define it specifically in where is networking right now in 2025, and where's it going to be in the future? The focus of networking is very simple. It's connecting with other people. I think of it as having conversations with a purpose. But today, networking is so complicated with possibilities. And I want to break some of that down for you. There's no way to cover everything in this, but I really want to focus on what would help you the most right now. What's working, what's not working. And I want to focus mostly on how to network effectively. No matter where you find yourself that you may be able to network with someone else, how to do it is important. And then why is it important to do it? Technology evolves, platforms shift, AI accelerates everything. Yet one truth remains in all of this. People still choose opportunities based on emotional connection. And that's where AI fails, is on the emotional side or the more human side of connecting and building trust with people. The classic networking formula we just talked about, know and trust, works better than ever when it's powered by emotional intelligence and the neuroscience of what I call hot cognition. When the entire brain lights up in someone else that you're having that conversation with and they get very engaged and they pour their own energy into that conversation, that's a very simple explanation of hot cognition. And the psychological definition is when emotional factors influence our rational brain. So there's another way to look at it. Let me start with a story, as I always like to do. Most of the time, the stories that I share are about other people working through different things, their challenges, their opportunities, trying to find better outcomes. However, this story today is about my personal experience in networking, and specifically networking over the last 10 years. We all experienced how COVID changed our world. One of the lost elements for a significant period of time was the degree of human connection. As we were separated from the normal human connection opportunities that we were used to, we had to find new ways to connect with other people. During those years, I found myself struggling with this loss, as I have a very high drive to connect with other people. I turned to virtual connection. I think we all did. It worked with many of my clients, but it just didn't feel the same, did it? It was extremely difficult to meet new people and to engage with them in that fashion. Then I turned to platforms like LinkedIn. And what a huge potential for connecting and networking. And to a degree, it works the way it should work. But LinkedIn did not live up to my hopes or my expectations. The noise is just simply overwhelming in the sheer magnitude of people trying to be seen and trying to be heard. I receive a massive amount of messages every week with people trying to sell me something with no attempt to create a true connection or to build trust or really to know who I am. They are just shotgunning messages out there, hoping they can find a sale somewhere. And I'm sure that they do, or people wouldn't continue doing that. To me, though, that's networking. When I get those messages, I don't respond to most of them, but the ones I do respond to positively are the ones that at least try to make a connection. And that is the challenge with a platform as massive and as regulated as LinkedIn is. Then you have the algorithms that keep changing and making it even more difficult to be visible and to be heard. And then you see the darker side of online networking becoming more pronounced. What do I mean by that? People claiming to be something they're not. I still participate on LinkedIn, but in a much different way than I used to. I think there are some very good things about that platform, but again, it just did not live up to my expectations or my hopes. However, more recently, I found a new kind of networking platform that is very well suited to me and to my needs. It's called Alignable. It's a small business owner's networking platform. It is specifically designed to foster human connection. The premise is very simple. Get to know other small business owners, determine where you have common ground, build likability in that process, and build trust. In essence, find ways to know, like, and trust other people for mutually beneficial outcomes. I have to admit, the first time I took advantage of one of their smart connects, so think of that as speed dating, but for small business owners, I absolutely fell in love with it. Finally, I could go someplace where I could connect with other people like me. In a 1-hour smart connect, I can meet up to 7 other small business owners. In the last 2 months, I have met over 500 people that I've never met before. I'm building mutually beneficial referral relationships, and I'm even gaining new clients through the Alignable platform. Better yet, Alignable has a multitude of affinity groups determined by both location or by specific areas of focus. You can find people that have much in common with you. There are many virtual networking opportunities available out there today, and I highly recommend take the time to research those, find out which ones work best for your needs, and then get into those on a consistent basis. Human connection, getting to know, getting to like, and getting to trust other people can only happen when you do it consistently. So think of it as a practice. Now, we're going to dive into some suggestions to make the most of your networking. So let's break down this know, like, and trust formula. Modern research shows that people make rapid, emotionally influenced decisions long before their logic catches up. The way you make others feel determines whether they lean in or whether they disconnect. So I'm going to talk about a guideline here around this know, like, and trust and how emotional intelligence plays into this, because emotional intelligence is the primary skill set that is the foundation for all soft skills, and that is certainly networking as a part of that. So number one, we're going to tackle getting to know someone or allowing other people to get to know you. What does it mean being recognizable, being relevant, and being emotionally consistent? Today, know means people understand who you are, what you bring, how you show up. It's about clarity, consistency, competency, and presence, both online and in person. What are the emotional intelligence factors here? Number one is self-awareness, understanding your emotional impact on other people. That is a small part of self-awareness. Self-management, or what we call self-regulation, regulating your state, your emotional state, so that you show up clear, calm, comfortable, safe, and authentic. And then social awareness, reading cues and adjusting accordingly. These shape the emotional imprint people form in the first 10 to 20 seconds when they connect with you. And this is a place where hot cognition can drive rapid judgments. Really, if they feel safe and comfortable with you, they like you, they enjoy being with you, they can see the reward of the conversation that they're having with you, that's when hot cognition kicks in. So here's some practical ways to strengthen the KNOW, knowing others and then allowing them to know you. Use a one-sentence identity statement like, I help, fill in the blank, go from whatever their struggle is to whatever their desired outcome is. Lead introductions with context, not titles. People want to know who you are. That's why I love the Alignable platform, because you get to talk to real human beings for a period of time, say 7 or so minutes per person, where you can really start to get to know someone. Can you really get to like them and trust them in that amount of time? Some people with high emotional intelligence skills can pull that off. Not everybody can do that, but the point is, then you can connect and follow up afterwards in a one-on-one, which is the whole point, is to continue the conversation. See who you want to connect with one-on-one, take more time with, go deeper with, and build more of that being liked and being trusted. So when you lead introductions with context instead of titles, focus on the problems that you solve for people and the people that you serve. That's so important. How can you serve others? And then practice full presence, being fully present with that individual. That means eye contact, take away distractions, don't be looking at your phone, don't be playing with other stuff, and reflective listening, which makes you memorable in a noisy world. Now, you've heard me talk about active listening. Reflective listening takes it to the next level. Not only have you heard what they said and then deciphered what the emotional drivers are underneath what they're saying, you're actually reflecting on what it is that you're hearing and understanding, so that you can ask better questions and connect at deeper levels with someone. Okay, so that's the know part. Now let's talk about the like part, which is creating a positive emotional experience. People like those who make them feel understood, valued, and at ease or safe, not those who appear impressive. It's funny, it's almost counterintuitive. We want to impress other people when we meet them, but the best way to impress them is to approach them from a place of humility and being open to what they have to say and not trying to force your ideas or your opinions, or certainly not trying to force them into an uncomfortable situation. This is more about connecting with them and building that likability with them that is so critical if you want to network effectively. Positive emotional experiences trigger dopamine and oxytocin. Dopamine is a reward system in the brain. Oxytocin is the trust hormone, the familial hormone. When you can do that, it strengthens connection and rapport with somebody else. So what are the emotional intelligence skills here? Empathy is a big one. Understanding their emotions and how those are impacting them. And how can you appropriately continue the conversation with them based on your emotional radar, that you can pick up what they're feeling and what's driving them? And emotional expression is another one. Being real instead of robotic. I think a lot of people worry that if I'm not controlled in that environment, they're not going to see me as professional. I guarantee you, the people that practice high levels of empathy and emotional expression appropriately in those connections are always going to get better outcomes, because people are seeing you as authentic and caring, and they feel seen, they feel heard, which is so, so critical. And then the relationship skills here, managing the rapport, the emotions, navigating those emotions appropriately in yourself and in other people, and putting them as being more important than you in the whole equation, so that you don't come across as, this is what I need and you need to give it to me, but you come across as, how can I help you? How can I serve you? How can I make things better for you? And then think about differences that you see thoughtfully. Because someone's not like you in some ways does not make them less than you or bad. They're just different. And how do those differentiators potentially serve each other well? So how can you strengthen your likability? Use the 70-30 rule. 70% curiosity-driven questions, only 30% about you. When I get in one of those smart connects where I'm meeting with someone for 7 minutes, I like to ask a lot of questions. And many of the people will get down to the last minute or two and they say, oh my gosh, I haven't given you any time. All I've done is talk about myself. And my response to that, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to know about you and learn about you. I wanted to understand where you are today and where you want to be in the future. You talk about building connection, and I'm very authentic about that. This is not fake. It's not some tactic. I'm very authentic. I'm a very caring, empathetic person, but I also have a business purpose. And that's the beauty of these conversations. Keep it less about yourself and more about them. Match emotional tone first and then elevate it. What does that mean? Meet them where their mood is, where their emotions are, before you attempt to shift things in a different direction. Share appropriate vulnerability. And appropriate is the word there. Small personal insights make you relatable without oversharing. It's not a comparison. It's not one of those things where we try to trump somebody else's story with one of our own. It's more about that curiosity. Curiosity will get you a very long way. So here's an example of that. When I faced the same challenge, it pushed me to rethink how I used my time. It wasn't fun, but it shaped how I lead today. Isn't that interesting that we can shift something in a way that helps somebody else, but we don't do it by saying, you need to do this or you shouldn't do that. This is not about judgment or labeling. It's about helping. It's about serving someone else. Now, number three here in the know, like, and trust, of course, is trust, the foundation of every real opportunity when it comes to networking. Trust drives referrals, it drives collaboration and long-term partnerships. In a skeptical, fast-changing world, trust is both rare and it's incredibly valuable. So what are the emotional intelligence skills here? self-regulation, staying steady under pressure, intrinsic motivation, acting from purpose rather than short-term gain. That means your values, your goals, your standards, the things that are really important to you. And then integrity, aligning your behavior with your stated values. Trust grows or collapses during emotionally charged moments where that hot cognition amplifies impressions. So hot cognition can work against you if you are not authentic, genuine, and caring, empathetic, and using all of these different emotional intelligence skills that I'm talking about. Now, how can we strengthen trust building? Keep small promises. That's a great way to start. Timely follow-up is one of the strongest trust signals that we can send to somebody else. Tell the truth when it costs you. So don't exaggerate. Tell the truth. Declining a sale, admitting a mistake, choosing integrity builds long-term confidence with others. Manage your emotional state deliberately. 60 to 90 seconds of controlled breathing, naming your emotions to tame them, and choosing your intentional emotional environment. Next, we're going to get into the do's and don'ts and talk a little bit more about some practical things. So here are some do's and don'ts of modern networking. Here are some do's. Prepare yourself emotionally, not just informationally. Set your intention. I'm here to serve, not to chase. Ask permission before offering advice. That was something I struggled with years ago, because I just wanted to help people, but I had to understand that you have to almost tee it up and ask them if it's okay to share some advice before they'll be willing to receive it. And here's an example. Would you like a thought on that? Would you mind if I shared some experience I've had in that area? Those are ways that you can do that. Follow up with empathy, not with pressure. A simple resource or some encouragement builds goodwill. Play the long game. Light touches over time build trust and credibility. Now, here's some don'ts for modern networking. Don't treat people like transactions. I know we all say, oh yeah, duh, that makes sense, right? But the reality is, it happens more than you think. Every single one of those messages I get on LinkedIn that somebody dives into a sales pitch and sends me an attachment, that's treating me like a transaction, not a person. People feel that immediately. Don't overshare or emotionally dump on other people. Vulnerability should be meaningful, not overwhelming. Don't ghost after positive conversations. You would be surprised at how much that happens, where people literally just disappear after a good conversation. Silence erodes credibility quickly. Don't fake interest. Authenticity is felt as much as it is heard. And how can we now put this into practice? I always like to end with some kind of very practical approach. And let's focus on this know, like, and trust practice. How can we do that consistently? For the know part, letting people get to know you, post one helpful insight and clarify one part of your online presence. Just be authentic and put it out there, not in a salesy way, but in a way that provides education, information, service to others, help to others, and hopefully value to others. What about the like here? Reach out to three people in your network with curiosity and with encouragement. And the trust. Keep two commitments and practice one moment of honest communication. This is what you can do in a week to promote the know, like, and trust formula. And please, again, don't take this formula that I'm talking about as a tactic. It is an emotional intelligence discipline. So these small rhythms that we're talking about, they compound over time. They make you the person that other people turn to. Let me finish up with this. In 2025 and beyond, networking is not about collecting contacts. It's not about getting business cards from people. It's about creating emotionally intelligent experiences that build familiarity, warmth, and trust. When people feel known, valued, and safe around you, opportunities follow naturally. And I recommend, if you want to check out the Alignable platform, do that. You can find me on Alignable, and you can look at the blog article where I put a link this week to my profile so you can check it out. It may not be for you, but boy, is it ever for me. And it's for a lot of small business owners who want to get to know other people, who want collaboration, strategic partnerships, and just a place to thrive in a community that has a lot of the same things in common. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.